Hi, this is Mark with SafeDayTrading.org. And if you'd like to get free information on how to safely trade day trading activities, stop in and get free information at SafeDayTrading.org. Again, that's SafeDayTrading.org. Hey, everybody. Today is April 28th. Three more days? Friday is the first. And hopefully by then we'll start opening up some of these states to start, you know, making some money, and that'll start moving the market and probably oil. Anyway, big thing today, Google had their earnings report. It was really good, so they're jumping up. Remember I told you yesterday that this week is going to be 175 NASDAQ companies that are going to be earning, reporting their earnings. Facebook, Microsoft, some of those big guys are going to be reporting it, and it's going to make it interesting. Until things start moving along here, it looks like even some of the countries are starting to release their citizens from house arrest. And so the oil will start moving up. Right now it's around $12, $13. Gold is in that $1,700 to $1,750 range. It goes down to $1,700 and goes back up. Natural gas is coming up close to the $2 mark, which is an important event in natural gas, because then its volatility will start picking up. When it's so low, when it's below two, there's not a lot of volatility on the natural gas side. So start picking those stocks, start looking at them. If they're not a high tech company, you know, they may start falling again. Also, the Fed is coming out with a report, possible change in interest rates, which I kind of doubt. I think a lot of people are doubting it. Yeah, they're expecting it to be the same. I don't expect it to be dropping yet, but you never know what's going to happen. Looks like they're talking about having another stimulus package come out. I don't know how big that is, but, you know, I started talking to a couple of my friends, and, you know, everybody's starting to shake their head and scratch their head and say, how is this stuff going to get paid? Okay, because we were at $22 trillion, and then now we're at, we just added another $3 or $4 trillion. You know, they're looking at maybe another trillion on top of that. Something's gonna shake here, and I don't know what that is, but you might want to be aware of it. What happens is that in troubled times with the stock market, people usually run to gold or cash. So I would have those avenues open. Think about maybe moving to that. You know, either hard currency. I mean, like dollars, or actually hard gold. You know, I see a lot of people are starting to store some gold. I think there's some rules on it, too, how much you can store. But, you know, it's in these crazy times, you never know what you're going to do. So let's talk about earnings reports, okay? Earnings reports come out at the end of the quarter. I think it's about 45 days after the end of the quarter. And what they do is they say, you know, what happened the last 3 months, and then the forecast for the next 3, 6, 9 months to the end of the year. A lot of companies that I see right now are just trashing their forecast. You know, they're saying, I don't know what's going to happen. You know, if we're released and people start getting out May 1st or May 15th, you know, are we going to be back where we were, or is it going to be a ramp up? What's going to happen today? I don't know. Earnings reports for the techs are probably going to be good, and for the non-techs, probably not so good. Anyway, getting back to the statement I made about earnings reports, what you want to do, and I'll just pick a random one. Let's just pick Netflix. So I started looking a quarter before at the next Netflix report. I'm thinking, you know, that I think I want to play Netflix. I'm starting to hear some rumblings, some fundamental rumblings that this, you know, they may have a great quarter. Their subscriptions are up. Maybe their U.S. subscriptions are up, or their European subscriptions are up. So what happens is you don't want to play right at the earnings. So, you know, if the report comes out tomorrow, you don't want to be playing the options then. What you want to do is you want to play about 2 or 3 weeks before the earnings report comes out. Because if it's good news, you're going to notice that there's a slow ramp up of the price for, as an example, Netflix. You know, and you're going to start hearing a little bit more rumblings and, you know, maybe subscriptions are really good, stuff like that. So you don't want to be trading and making money at the earnings report unless it's bad news, okay? And if it's bad news and it's completely different than what you've been expecting from the fundamental studies that you've been doing, then you can certainly play it down. But if it's going to be good, what you want to do is you want to be playing it 2 or 3 weeks out. You want to have a weekly or 2 week option and then, you know, get rid of it. Because as the thing goes up, it's just going to be good news. And so, again, I would suggest that you also do that. The other thing is you can play the earnings report. Not the earnings report. You can play the Fed report on interest rates. Now, certainly that you can play the same day that the interest rates come out. I think it's 2 o'clock Central Standard Time, 1 o'clock, 3 o'clock Eastern. I think it's 3 o'clock. Yeah, no, it's 1 o'clock Central Standard Time, 2 o'clock Eastern Time. Now, what you want to do there on the earnings report is you want to give it about 10 to 20 seconds after the earnings report comes out. And you get that first candle, whatever direction it's going to be, and then you can start trading. Now, when you're trading a report, it's more of an instinctive trade instead of a technical trade or a fundamental trade. So it's more of again, it's an instinctive trade. If the thing goes way, way up, you know it's going to come down, okay? And, you know, over a certain amount of period, like natural gas, always comes back down after it goes up or goes down, comes back to where it originally started with before the report came out. So it's an easy way to kind of make some money. So as a heads up, you just kind of follow that. So unfortunately, earnings only come out, or not earnings, well, earnings come out as the financial or the Fed financial reports come out once a quarter. So what I would suggest you do is, you know, you spend the rest of this year just watching a report and watching gold as it moves, okay? Or the stock after the earnings report. You just got to spend some time, look at it, get familiar with it, get comfortable with. Don't trade 40 or 50 stocks, trade 10. Or, you know, always watch 10 or 15 stocks because you just can't watch them. I mean, even when I have my charts up, I have gold, natural gas, and oil, and that's really all I can watch. I can't watch any much of anything else. So just a heads up, a little sample of how to trade. Good luck, and I hope you make tons of money. Talk to you later. Hey, everybody. I want to mention, too, that we have a YouTube site called Safe Day Trading, which we show you trades that we make with the techniques that we use. You can also send me questions that you might have at Mark@safedaytrading.org. Anyway, talk to you later.